Good day to all my chosen Israelite kinsmen. Favor be unto you. This is the last show in the series on Chosen. We still have not seen anywhere that Yahweh has chosen any other group of people outside the anointed group of Israelites. The world has been deceived into believing the Jews are God's chosen people, and that now the Gentile church is his people too, and anyone who believes. Psalm 83:3. They craftily plot against your people and conspire against your hidden ones, or treasured ones. There is a maxim in law. In Black's Law Dictionary, it's under the sign gnomon. It says, if you know not the name of the thing, then the thing itself is surely lost. If you don't know your own name, then your body could be assumed lost. The loss of knowing the name we are called by occurred starting with the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities of our ancestors. This is the divorce in which Yahweh scattered our people among the nations, and as a result, they had forgotten their heritage and identity. The Jews used this opportunity to become the ultimate identity thieves. They usurped the Levitical priesthood, altered the Torah of Moshe, and promoted false doctrines. Their hard and continuous work paid off, because now almost everybody in the world thinks the Jews are God's chosen people. If you thought you were a Gentile, and then realized that you have been lied to and that you are really an Israelite, would you hop off the fence and take on your newfound identity, repent, and change your ways and lifestyle, and take hold of the truth and abandon the lies? Would you stop calling on the Lord Baal and Jewish Jesus, and stop claiming you're saved, eating pork, and stop participating in Sun God Day rituals with racial aliens and doctrines of devils? Would you share this newfound knowledge with others and try to lead them away from the Jewish matrix of deceit and be a witness to Yeshua instead of Haimi Jesus? If you said yes, then Christ's disciple you can be, and blessed you will be because you are answering the call. You are getting it, that you are Yahweh's chosen one. Praise Yahweh. We left off in 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Request for prayer. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Prince may have free course and be extolled, even as it is with you, and that we may be protected from disgusting and wicked men, for all men have not the belief. The Greek is very different for the last part of verse 2. It should read, since the belief is not for all, but the Prince is trustworthy, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Prince concerning you, that you both do and will do the things which we instruct you. Were the apostles instructing people to just believe and declare themselves saved? No. They were teaching imitation of Christ. When you do this, you are answering the call. Verse 5. And the Prince direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. The Greek reads, now the Prince is to keep your hearts straight in the love of Yahweh and in the endurance of the anointed, meaning the group, the people, the seed of Abraham. Christ does not always refer to the Master. It often pertains to the children of Israel, the anointed seed. 1 Chronicles 29:18. O Yahweh, Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and of Yisrael, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and prepare their heart unto you. When you answer the divine calling, you are being called out of your old life to serve Yahweh. If you take hold of the gospel the Torah, the heritage and teaching of the Old Testament and New Testament, which is all really one testament, then you are standing in a place where you are now available for His choosing. If your heart is directed towards Jewish Jesus, then it is not directed towards Yahweh and His Son, Yeshua. 1 Timothy 5:20. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Rebuke publicly. The churches don't follow this example. Titus 1:13. This witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in thee belief. Verse 21. I appeal to you before Elohim, and the Prince Yeshua Christ, and the elect, or the chosen messengers, that you observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. The Scriptures teach no tolerance, nothing by partiality. 2 Timothy 1:8. Be not you therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Master, nor of me His prisoner, but be you partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of Elohim, Yahweh, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Yeshua before the world began. Here's verse 9 again, with the correct words. Yahweh, who has preserved us and called us forth with a set-apart divine invitation, not according to our works, but according to His own setting forth and divine influence, which was given to us among the number in Christ Yeshua before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Yeshua Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed, or whereunto I am set, or established, or ordained, a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the lost and scattered nations of Israel. When we are called forth with the set-apart divine invitation by Yahweh, we are being set forth by the divine influence to be in view as a witness, because we are among the number of the chosen ones that follow the teachings of the Torah, Christ, and the Scriptures. We don't just believe. 2 Timothy 2:1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the divine influence that is in Christ Yeshua, and the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to trustworthy men who shall be able to teach others also. You therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Yeshua Christ. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. The Greek is a little clearer. No one being a soldier, entangled in the matters of this life, in that way would please he who enrolled him as a soldier. Chosen in verse 4 is G4758, stratalogeo, and means to gather an army, to enlist soldiers. It is related to lego, which means to speak, advise, command, direct, intend, call, name. Yahweh chooses His soldiers. There are many people who think they are fighting the good fight for Jesus, but if it's for Haimi Jesus, then they are on the wrong side. 2 Timothy 2:8. Remember that Yeshua Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of Elohim is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's or rather, for the chosen ones' sakes, that they may also obtain the preservation which is in Christ Yeshua with eternal glory. There is still no guarantee. The elect, or the chosen ones, still have to overcome and pass this test called life. Verse 24, "And the servant of the master must not fight, but be gentle unto all, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if Elohim, perhaps, will give them repentance, or compunction, or a change of mind, to the acknowledging of the truth." It's up to Yahweh to open their eyes. All we can do is put ourselves in position to be worthy of understanding by repentance and acknowledgement. If our brethren are straying from the way, or are opposing themselves by following false doctrine or a Sheni Jesus, then it is our duty to instruct, exhort, and correct them so they might return to Yahweh. As verse 25 states, if Yahweh knows their heart and mind, and that they will respond, then he will give them compunction through the divine influence to repent and receive the truth. Titus 1:1, Paul, a servant of Elohim, and an apostle of Yeshua Christ, according to the belief of Elohim's elect, or according to the belief of Elohim's chosen ones, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after reverence. God's elect, or chosen ones, are the children of the seed of Abraham through Jacob. Titus 2:11, "For the favor of Elohim that brings preservation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Verse 12 in the Greek is, "teaching us that, rejecting impiety and the lusts of this society, discreetly and righteously and piously we should live in this present age, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great Elohim and our Savior, Yeshua Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Peculiar is G 40:41, periousios, and means one's own, special, beyond, belonging to a nation, system, or other thing, and not to others. Exclusive property. That which belongs to a person in exclusion of others. People is G 29:92, laos, meaning of the same stock, nation, or tribe. If God loves everybody and made everybody, how could one people be peculiar? If the Jews are God's chosen people, where are their good works? Warning to pay attention. Hebrews 2:1. "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest attention to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should drift off." Verse 2 and 3 in the Greek. "If the word spoken was confirmed by messengers, and every transgression and disobedience receives a legitimate recompense, how shall we escape, neglecting so great a salvation, which having been received at the beginning, being spoken through the prince, by those hearing, is confirmed to us." Hebrews 10:28, "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses." Matthew 4:17, "From that time Yeshua began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We will be punished for every transgression. We better repent and obey. The King James Version has verse 4 as a question, but it's not a question in the Greek. It reads, Yahweh joining in testimony with both signs and wonders and various works of power and apportionments of the Holy Spirit in accordance with His will. We Israelites are called to follow the way. When we do, we can be chosen to receive our reward if we overcome and endure to the end. If we do not follow the way, or are following some other way, even in ignorance, then we are not answering His call. We are answering the call of the Nakash, of demons, of Jewish propaganda, of Haimi Jesus. Ritual sacrifices, the reason for the sacrifices by the high priests. Hebrews 5:1-3 in the Greek. For every high priest taken from among men, on behalf of men, is appointed in the things pertaining to Yahweh, that he would offer both gifts and sacrifices for errors, being able to bear responsibly with those who are ignorant and going astray, since he, the high priest, also is enveloped with weakness, and on account of it, the high priest is obliged, just as for the people, even for himself too, to offer for errors. Paul is trying to show that Christ was not taken from among men. He is Elohim among men, and what Elohim has established or appointed is right for the atonement for sin. Verse 4, And no man takes this honor unto himself, but he that is called, or, but he that is called forth of Elohim, as was Aharon. 2 Chronicles 26:18, And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto you, Uzziah, to burn incense unto Yahweh, but to the priests, the sons of Aharon, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed, neither shall it be for your honor unto Yahweh Elohim. John 3:27, John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. The Levites were assigned to the duties of the priesthood. They all had different duties. Aharon and his sons were the chief priests. They performed the sacrifices and rituals. They were also men, and therefore had to make offerings for their own sins as well as for the people. Verse 5. So also Christ honored not himself to be made a high priest, but Yahweh that said unto him, You are my son, today I have engendered you. As he said also in another place, You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Yahweh chose the oldest living patriarch as the high priest from the days of Adam to Abraham. Abraham's older brother Nahor being the last in that order. Then the priesthood became an office and were the Levites, the priestly tribe. The Aharonic priesthood atoned for the nation. When the people brought an offering for their sins, the atonement was only for that year. It was a temporary atonement. When Christ died, the priesthood, its ordinances, and the rituals were what was done away with. They expired because Christ was the last sacrifice and now holds the office of the order of Melchizedek and will forever. Why all this? Because that's the way Yahweh chose it to be. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live out of belief. But if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto destruction, but of them which believe to the saving, or the preservation, of the soul, or life. So if the scriptures talk about the destruction of drawing back or falling away from the belief, falling from grace, being blotted out, why did the churches lie to you and teach once saved, always saved? The churches don't draw back or away. They didn't fall away because they were never drawn. They were never in the way. How could an unlearned, ignorant, Jew-worshipping, pork-eating, just believer fall away from the truth or God? They can't. They were born in the ditch and continue to remain in the ditch unless Yahweh draw them out. And if he does, they'll be drawn away from false doctrine, the pagan temple and symbols, the mixed racial multitude of just believers, pork, and Haimi Jesus. But that requires a change of mind and lifestyle, and they love their comfortable Happy Meal delusions and won't give them up. So Yahweh will leave them in the ditch and will draw the ones out whom he will, that he knows will respond. Hebrews 11:17. By belief, or allegiance, loyalty, assurance, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his most beloved son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall your seed be called, or in Isaac shall your seed be called forth. Accounting that Elohim was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from where also he received him in an analogy. Scripture backs up Scripture and disproves the teachings of the churches. The Bible is for a specific seed line. Genesis 21:12 and Romans 9:7 are two witnesses of this account that in Isaac's seed shall you be called. Called is G2564, kaleo, and means to call forth, to name, to give a name to bear a name. The children of Jacob Israel are called by Yahweh's name. The 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity and all the people who identify as trans-Gentiles are called by Jewish Jesus' name. James 1:1. James, a servant of Elohim and of the Master Yeshua Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. The churches teach the tribes disappeared. Apparently, God couldn't preserve them or fulfill the promises, covenants, and oaths with them, and instead chose to give it all to the Gentile church. Did James write his letter for nothing? No. All these epistles, Gospels, Old Testament, and New Testament, is to Israelites, God's chosen people. James 2:5. Hearken, my beloved brethren. Has not Elohim chosen the poor of this society, rich in belief, allegiance, and moral conviction, and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? Who did he promise to be heirs? The children of Jacob. Poor is not always broke. In a satanic society, if you are God's chosen, then you are poor in the position, honor, and love from your kinsmen and the society, because they are all rich in position, honor, and love from the ungodly. Verse 6 in the Greek. But you dishonor the beggar? Do the wealthy not exercise power over you, and they themselves drag you into trial? Verse 7. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called, or surnamed? Acts 11:26, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. G 1941 is epikaleomahi, and means to put a name upon, to surname, to summon, to call as a witness. The only people in Scripture called his witnesses are Israelites. The Gentiles witness for Jaime. 1 Peter 1:1. Peter, an apostle of Yeshua Christ, to the chosen strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. The Greek has, to the chosen sojourners of the dispersion. There are at least 7 different definitions of stranger. Some mean a stranger of another race. Some mean a stranger that is near to you, a kinsman. Here the definition refers to a stranger of the same race, a sojourning kinsman. Verse 2. Elect, or rather, chosen ones, according to the foreknowledge of Elohim the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua Christ, favor be unto you, and peace be multiplied. Elect is G1588, eklektos, an adjective, and means picked out, chosen one, appointed. Verse 3. Blessed be Elohim and Father of our Prince Yeshua Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Yeshua Christ from the dead. The Greek reads begotten us again as engendered us from above. Verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are being preserved by the power of Elohim through belief unto salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in pain through manifold various trials, that the test of the belief of you, being much more valuable than of gold that perishes, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Yeshua Christ. If you just believe, you might not be found praiseworthy. Yahweh wants doers, not just believers. That is why this life is a test. If you overcome and keep your eye on Him, He might choose you. Verse 8. Whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet, believing, you rejoice with joy indescribable and full of glory, receiving the end of the belief of you, the salvation of your souls. Received the end of the belief of you means that you are going to receive the end goal of your belief. If your belief is along the lines of those 33,000 versions of Christianity, then you will receive the end result of what happens to abominations and wicked things. If your belief is along the lines of the belief, and you actively pursue Yahweh, love your racial kinsfolk, and witness to others what He has revealed to you, then you will receive the end result of what happens to His chosen ones. Romans 6:22. But now being made free from sin, and become the servants of Elohim, you have your fruit unto set-apartness, and the end result, everlasting life. Verse 10. Of which preservation the prophets have inquired and examined diligently, who prophesied of the divine influence that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which is in them, the prophets, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the honor that should follow. 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but set apart men of Elohim spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Verse 12, from the Scriptures 2009, to whom it was revealed that the prophets were serving, not themselves, but you, in these matters which now have been announced to you through those who brought the good news to you by the set apart Spirit sent from heaven, into which messengers long to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind be sober, and set your expectation perfectly upon the divine influence that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Yeshua Christ, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves according to the former desires in your ignorance, but as He which has called, you forth is set apart, so be you set apart in all manner of conduct, because it is written, Be you set apart, for I am set apart. Holy means set apart. We are a set apart people, set apart from all other people on the earth by Yahweh. Yahweh is a set apart God, set apart from all other gods, which are no gods at all. 1 Peter 2:1 Wherefore, laying aside all malice, and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babies, desire the unadulterated, undeceitful milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Master is gracious, or good, bountiful, useful, in manner or morals, to whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen, or chosen ones, of Elohim, and precious. The Greek reads, coming forth to him a living stone, indeed having been rejected as unfit by men, but honored chosen ones before Yahweh. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a set-apart priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to Elohim by Yeshua Christ. This is only talking about the seed of Israel. We are the spiritual house, the temple, the living stones. Our spiritual sacrifices would be our good works, imitating Christ instead of conforming to society. This makes it easy for Yahweh to choose us. 1 Timothy 6:18 That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Verse 6 Wherefore also it is contained in the Scriptures, the Old Testament, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, or chosen, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded or ashamed. Precious is G1784, entimos, and means held in honor, prized, valued, dear, honorable in reputation. He wouldn't choose you if you were going to be an unhonorable representation of the family. Verse 7. This preciousness, then, is for you who believe. But unto them which do not believe, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, disobeying the word, whereunto also they were appointed. John 3:36 He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Elohim abides on him. Romans 9:22 What if Elohim, willing to show wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? Hebrews 3:18 And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? He calls and calls, but when you don't answer, because your ears are stopped up with Happy Meal sermons, and your eyes are blind from sitting in your own pew, and your love and zeal for Jaime Jesus is steadfast, because Jaime Airlines is going to take you out of here, you won't see life, and will experience the wrath of Elohim. Verse 9 But you are a chosen generation, or race, a royal priesthood, a set-apart nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peter is talking to Israelites about their Israelite ancestors, whom Yahweh chose their seed after them above all people. Deuteronomy 10:15. Only Yahweh had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you, above all people, as it is this day. Verse 10. Which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now are being shown mercy. When our ancestors were divorced, they lost their identity and were no longer called God's people. Today, our kinsmen identify as Gentiles and foolishly call the Jews God's people. When Yahweh chooses to reveal his truth to you that we are not Gentiles, and that the Jews are not God's people, and that we are his people, then it'll all make sense. In verse 9, peculiar is G40:47, peripoiesis, and means a preserving, a possession, or one's property, purchased, saving. Again, only the children of Israel are in Scripture the peculiar, preserved, purchased possession, property of Yahweh. Suffering for doing right. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, be you all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren. Be compassionate and be humble-minded, not rendering evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, or bearing a name, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Psalm 37:27. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Verse 12. For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. John 9:31. Now we know that God hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he hears. The context is brotherly love, compassion, eschewing evil, and doing good. This is what Yahweh's children are supposed to be doing. This is how the kingdom gets built. In verse 9 where it says, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Called is G2564, kaleo, and one of the meanings is to bear a name. That means that we represent Yahweh. If we love one another and have compassion, rather than railing each other, then we will inherit that which Yahweh promises when we are blessing each other in brotherly love. He who does not show mercy will not receive mercy. That is also why the Edomites await the prophecy of Obadiah, which is utter annihilation when Yahshua returns. The children of Esau never show the children of Jacob any mercy. In fact, their motto is, no mercy for the sheep. On the other hand, isn't it the children of Jacob that show mercy and compassion to every race, even while they bite the hand that feeds them? And don't our people show compassion for the Jewish children of Esau? We send them billions of dollars, give all our inventions and technologies and the control of our military to fight their wars. We allow them to transform every one of our Christian white nations into Jewish-run society with Jewish values and Jewish abominations, and allow them to change our laws, poison us, steal our identity, kill our babies with their abortion factories, brainwash our children with toilet vision, and lead us away from our Elohim with the gospel of Jewish Jesus. And our people love to have it so. 2 Peter 1:8. For if these things, allegiance, righteousness, reverence, knowledge, and understanding, be in you and abound, they make you that you shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Prince Yeshua Christ. John 15:2. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges, or cleanses it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Titus 3:14. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. Just believing does not bear fruit. With knowledge and understanding, we have a source for the growth of good fruit. Yahweh gives the increase. Verse 9. But he that lacks these things, allegiance, righteousness, reverence, knowledge, and understanding, is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. There's no such thing as once saved, always saved. Repentance and preservation is an ongoing thing in this life. Old sins are past sins. How can you be saved if the kingdom has not arrived yet and sin still exists? Verse 10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Or, give diligence to make your divine invitation and decree of choice sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Only the children of Jacob are the seed of the promise, divinely selected and called and chosen. We have a purpose and a duty. When we have the knowledge and understanding of this and follow it, we will never fall. Isaiah 45:4. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you. Verse 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Prince and Savior, Yeshua Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. 1 John 2:21. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. The biggest lie is that the Jews are Israel and God's chosen people. The second is they've convinced you that you are not Israel, but are a Gentile. Peter and John understand that even if you know the truth, studying and reminding each other of these things, allegiance, righteousness, reverence, knowledge, and understanding, must not be neglected. It's like maintenance on a home. It's yours, you have it, but if you don't keep it maintained, it will slowly fall apart and lose value. That's why all those preachers and people in the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity are living in haunted houses on a rotting foundation with briars and thorns and tares growing up all over it, choking out the light, and wild pigs and demons are fluttering all around inside. They are hearing and reading the words that are in the Bible, but they are not understanding them, because they believe whatever version of fake Christianity they chose to believe. If you try to understand the Bible with the mindset of a saved Gentile, Jewish Jesus-loving, just believer, who thinks the Jews are the Israel of the Old Testament and that the New Testament is for the church, then you will never understand Scripture and never be chosen. Christianity had many versions back then, just as it does today. Back then it was Judaism, the traditions of the elders, of men, the Torah was perverted and taught in error, Gnosticism, later Catholicism, and other doctrines sprung up from them. It's the same today. most of the known denominations are only a couple hundred years old. That's right. Protestantism, with Martin Luther and other reformers, started in the 1500s, Baptists in 1608, Mormonism in 1830, Seventh-day Adventists in 1844, Jehovah's Witnesses in 1870. Now we have 33,000 of them worldwide claiming Christianity. When John said, "No lie is of the truth," maybe he meant, "No other version is of the truth." So how do you know which one is the truth? Well, it starts with acknowledging you are in error, humbling yourself, repenting and asking Yeshua to send your sins forth and away, and to give you understanding. If you are sincere and if He chooses to call you forth, you have to be willing to abandon those false beliefs and make a change in lifestyle and keep your mind on learning and spending time with the Spirit instead of in front of the glass toilet or at the mall. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called, or named, the sons of Elohim. Therefore the society knows us not, because it knew Him not. Called is kaleo, given a name, called by a name. Yahweh never called anyone outside the racial family by His name. Verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of Elohim, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Elohim, they are the sons of Elohim. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of the position of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the honor which shall be revealed in us. Acts 17:28. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Literal seed, DNA. The churches teach that you can become a child of God's when you believe and accept Jesus into your heart. Well, you become a child of Baal and an antichrist when you invite Jewish Jesus in. Why do you think Christ gives those Jewish Pharisees a bunch of woes for teaching lies? Matthew 23:15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. 2 John 1:1. The elder unto the elect, or chosen lady, Kyria, and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwells in us, and shall be with us forever. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Tolerance is allowing the evil to remain. The churches teach tolerance, and that peace can be made with evil. Verse 12. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy might be full. The children of your elect, or chosen sister, greet you. Amen. In verse 1, lady is G2959, Kyria. It may be a reference to a Christian Israelite woman, or may represent the bride, Israelites. The Lord, which should be Yahweh or Yeshua, in the New Testament is G2962, Kyrios. G2960 is Kyriakos, meaning belonging or related to Yahweh. It's used twice. These two uses tell it all. 1 Corinthians 11:20, So when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Master's supper. It's not about eating dinner. It's about eating the bread of life, to remember what his death represented, and drinking the cup, which is the renewed covenant signed by his blood. As long as we eat his word and drink from the renewed life, we are proclaiming his work until he comes. But here's the important part. 1 Corinthians 11:27, "So that whosoever should eat this bread or drink this cup of the Master unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Master. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For the one who is eating and drinking unworthily eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Master." This is not talking about atheists and non-believers. This is talking about the plethora of 33,000 so-called Christian denominations and people who think they are saved. They are all eating and drinking unworthily because they are doing these things in the name of Jewish Jesus, or Negro Jesus, or Taco Jesus, or Asian Jesus, or even genderless Jesus. The other verse with Kyriakos is Revelation 1:10. "I came to be in the Spirit on the day of Yahweh, and I heard behind me a loud voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Aleph, and I am the Tau, the first and the last." Well, we know what happens on the day of Yahweh. So, John reiterates to we Israelites that we better know the truth and be following the belief, and understand who we are, and whose we are, and what we are doing in our lives. That is why we are a set-apart, called, and chosen people. You're either going to join him at the marriage supper, or be the supper feast for the birds. Jude 1:1. "Jude, the servant of Yeshua Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by Elohim the Father, and preserved in Yeshua Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied." In verse 1, sanctified is G37, hagiadzo, and means acknowledged, separated, dedicated, consecrated, cleansed, set apart. Called is kletos, and is divinely selected and appointed. Jude is addressing Israelites, the very people that are hagiadzo and kletos. Revelation 3:9, "Behold, I will make the children of Cain and Esau of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Israelite Judeans, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved the children of Jacob." From the beginning in Genesis 3:15 to Revelation, we see the plan of Yahweh and the preservation and mercy of his chosen ones. Since the beginning, he foretold of the enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. He demonstrated his loving commitment to his chosen people. We see Cain and Esau's children trying to take back the birthright from us. We see they claim they are Judah, but are not. This is easily proven by knowing scripture, history, identity, the words of famous men throughout history, the words from the Jews' own mouths, recognizing the marks of the Jews do not match the marks of Israel, the white race, which fits all the marks. They want us to believe that they are God's chosen people and never come to the knowledge that we are true Israel. You can still believe the Jews are God's chosen people if you want to, but the only thing they are chosen for is destruction, wrath, and the lake of fire. Haimiel will be there too. He's the dentist because of all the gnashing of teeth that will be going on because Yeshua will be sending 33,000 versions of saved Christians there who will be crying, "But we have done wonderful works in your name." And he will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you.
10 kingdoms which formed the Holy Roman Empire, the fifth beast, Revelation 17:13. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is master of masters, and king of kings, and they that are with him are called, and chosen, and trustworthy. Kletos, eklektos, and pistos, divinely selected, appointed, and trustworthy. You have to be trustworthy in order to be chosen. Just believers are not trustworthy or profitable servants. Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. Faithful is G4103, pistos, an adjective, and means trustworthy, reliable, trusts Yahweh, true. True is G228, alethinos, an adjective, and means that which has not only the name and resemblance, but the real nature corresponding to the name, in every respect, corresponding to the idea signified by the name, real, true, genuine. Opposite to what is fictitious, counterfeit, imaginary, simulated, or pretended. Called is G2564, kaleo, and means to utter in a loud voice, call his name, bear a name, call forth. Yeshua was the only one who is trustworthy and true. When he returns as judge, jury, and executioner, he will honor the ones who gave a sincere effort to be pistos and alethinos, examples just like he showed us. The ones that were trustworthy and true to Jewish Jesus and his cult are in for a surprise. Verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Revelation 2:17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him who overcomes I shall give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I shall give him a white stone, and on the stone a renewed name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Elohim. Yeshua was called, chosen by Yahweh to be the Word, fulfill the Word, and is the Word. The Word is the plan. The plan is the will of Yahweh. The will of Yahweh is for his children to follow his Word, follow his Son. Yahweh is going to choose those of us who will be pistos and alethinos, trustworthy and true. So in the New Testament verses, nowhere does it imply that the church or Gentiles take the place of, or are added to the promises and covenants made to the children of Israel, nor are Gentiles or the church his chosen people. It is them who declare themselves chosen, them who choose him, and them who declare they are saved. That's not what Scripture teaches, and that is why they are disobeying and ignoring the call, and why Yahweh lets them have their delusions. He is the God of love, and he loves us so much he gave us free will. He also gave us the curses of disobedience. So as we can see in the Old Testament and the New Testament, his people are a race, a peculiar family, a chosen seed, an anointed offspring, a special people above all people, a holy and set apart people, a people with promises and covenants, a placement of son and an inheritance. Nowhere else in the Bible are these things given or shared with anyone else but the children of Israel. Simply because we are not Gentiles, the Jews are not Israel, and the other races are not mentioned, and our Anglo-Saxon Caucasian race are the Adamic Israelite chosen people of our Father Yahweh Elohim.